It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. This legislative session has been dominated by controversy surrounding the Iowa Juvenile Home in Toledo. Governor Branstad ordered its closure after the group Disability Rights Iowa found girls were being held in isolation. Four lawmakers sued Branstad to keep the home open. Last week, many were surprised when a Polk County District Court judge ordered the reopening of the home. Governor Branstad has asked the Iowa Supreme Court to overturn the order to reopen the home. He made the announcement Friday, and he is being represented by the Iowa Attorney General. In a press release, Branstad says the children residing at the home in Toledo were not receiving the education and care they needed. On Mondays, we check in with IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell to preview the week ahead up at the Statehouse. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
So was there anything surprising about the judge's ruling?
Well, as you know, the judge ruled not on the merits of whether the home should be kept open or not, but rather on the governor's authority to close the home after lawmakers had approved a budget for it. And that's, in fact, what the plaintiffs had questioned in their suit. The judge's ruling came fairly quickly, which is probably a good thing. The sooner this issue is resolved, the better, if in fact it ends up with the reopening of the home.
Now, we've heard a lot of testimony. There was a lot of conversations. There's been a lot of conversations between lawmakers about the home. How do we expect them to proceed with this issue?
Well, Democrats in the Senate are proceeding with their legislation to reopen the home, and that's including some discussions about infrastructure improvements that may be needed there. As you know, the courts have said that they need that Toledo facility for delinquent girls who've committed serious crimes. And yet some are questioning whether that Toledo facility really fits the bill as compared to, say, the boys' training school in Eldora. This is what Jane Hudson with Disability Rights Iowa had to say.
The only difference I see with Eldora is that it's a secure facility. Iowa Juvenile Home Girls State Training School is not a secure facility.
And we heard that one aspect of a secure facility is prevention of runaways, for example. And some were questioning whether they were using isolation at the home because the facility is not secure.
Okay. Well, Des Moines Senator Jack Hatch, the likely Democratic candidate to challenge Governor Branstad for the governorship, was also one of these lawmakers that sued. How likely is this going to hurt Branstad's reelection campaign?
Well, I don't know. It seems to me there's as much potential to help the governor's reelection campaign as to hurt it. I mean, look, as long as the memories remain of girls in isolation being mistreated at the home, he can make a case for closing it that I think the public will respond to. The most compelling issue in my mind that has arisen on the other side for reopening it is the courts saying that without it, girls will end up in adult court. But, you know, I think it really depends on how this is resolved by November.
But there are other issues going on at the Statehouse and likely to continue. Last week, we saw the unveiling of some anti-bullying and anti-harassment legislation for schools. Now, this is one of the governor's priorities this year. What exactly would these bills that are in both House and Senate subcommittees do?
Well, the governor's bill is under discussion in the House, and Senate Democrats have offered their own version, but the differences are minor. I heard the governor's representative, he was in on the Senate discussion, and he really minimized the differences between the bills. They both give school administrators the authority to enforce anti-bullying policy off of school grounds. They both have a requirement that parents be notified of bullying involving their children, whether it's the bullier or the bullied. And they both provide money for a training component to help school staff recognize bullying. And the Democrats' bill would create a new office at the Department of Education to handle bullying, three new employees. And Republicans said that might be overkill.
So are these bills likely to go anywhere?
There seems to be momentum for them.
Okay. So finally today at noon on River to River, I'll talk with lawmakers and internet companies about another one of the governor's priorities this session, rural broadband. Are you seeing legislation for this getting much traction?
Well, it's under consideration in the Economic Growth Committee in the Senate and in the Commerce Committee in the House. Among other things, it enacts property tax breaks for telecommunications companies. And those representatives for those companies have been at the Statehouse, and some of them are arguing that those tax breaks might not be enough to do the trick.
Okay, Joyce Russell, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.